Blog Talk Radio.
Your face ain't never small. That's what brought you down. up. Go get yourself a minute. Because it's your time. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We want to welcome everybody today to the Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, praise God, hallelujah, featuring Apostle Elder Nate Curry, praise God, hosted by myself, Elder Andre Prevost, amen. We thank God for each and every person who is tuned in, everybody who is tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio, amen. We plan to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Once again, we thank God, hallelujah, just for his presence on the line on today. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you being you, and that's God all by yourself, Lord. Lord, we ask that your voice, hallelujah, dominate the conversation on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge, the life-changing knowledge that you are about to give us on today, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on today. Once again, we thank God for everybody out there. Hallelujah. Out there on the airwaves. Amen. That have tuned in. Amen. To the Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministry featuring. Hallelujah. My brother in Christ, Apostle Elvin A. Curry. In case you don't know, hallelujah. Last year, amen, we had the revival. Hallelujah. That just wouldn't stop. Hallelujah, praise God. It kept going and going and going. Hallelujah, praise God. But like the fans say, all good things, hallelujah, praise God, come to an end, praise God. So it came to an end, praise God. Amen. But we are back, amen, with the Out of the Mouth of God ministry, praise God. And we expect to hear from you. We expect to see you every Saturday, praise God, hallelujah, on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah, to hear what the Lord has to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God this morning. Amen. Once again, Apostle Elvin A. Curry is representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Praise God. And of course, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Network. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners on today. Praise God. Amen. I want to open up with a scripture. Hallelujah. Before we introduce the man of God and we get to the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want to introduce Psalm 96. Glory to God. Psalms 96. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord hath made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. Hallelujah. Amen. I want y'all just to look at verses 1 and 2 real quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Hallelujah, amen. Singing to the Lord a new song. That implies, the writer is saying, you got to change something. Glory to God, hallelujah. Something, hallelujah, has to change that you've been doing. The song you've been singing has been the wrong song. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we're not talking about, you know, you singing a song off the radio. Quit singing a song off the radio and start singing church songs. No, we're talking about the song that's in your heart. What are you constantly? Because a song has a hook to it. Praise God. It's called a chorus. Hallelujah. But we call it a hook because it's what hooks you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the part of the song that is repetitious, that repeats itself over and over and over again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when the writer is singing, sing, hallelujah, unto the Lord, a new song, hallelujah, amen. He's saying, amen, you need to change what you've been saying repetitiously, hallelujah, to yourself, hallelujah, about yours and about your situation, a new song. Hallelujah. You know the song you've been singing, Lord, why me? Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, I ain't going to never, Lord, I ain't going to never get out of this situation. Lord, hallelujah, I'm just so hurt. Lord, I'm just so sick. Lord, I'm just so depressed. Lord, I'm so this. I'm so that. The song you've been singing over and over, he says, sing unto the Lord, hallelujah, a new song. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then he says, sing unto the Lord all the earth. So everybody, ain't nobody excluded from this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is talking to you. What song have you been singing? Hallelujah. What have you been repeating to yourself repetitiously? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then in verse 2, to help us out a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. He tells us what we should, hallelujah, be singing, what we should be saying to ourselves repetitiously. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation. Hallelujah. From day to day. Glory to God. What is he telling us to do? Hallelujah. Amen. When he says, hallelujah. Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glorify him. Magnify him. Don't just complain to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We always want to complain to folks and then expect folks to do stuff because we complain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But your complaints to a person, if you're not pointing out, hallelujah, amen, what they're doing, hallelujah, amen, it's your life, and you just pointing out the dislike, hallelujah, amen, and complaining, amen, makes the person not want to do, hallelujah, the things that they want to do, the good things they want to do, because all you're doing, hallelujah, is pointing out the bad things they're doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we do with God. We just point out, hallelujah, Lord, we in the bad times. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. Lord, they backstabbing me. They stabbing me in the back. Hallelujah. These are the things we say to God and say instead of saying, God, I'm glad. Hallelujah. You blessed me to make it. Hallelujah. From point A to point B. Hallelujah. With amen. Getting into an accident. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. That you blessed me. Hallelujah. To make it out of this situation unharmed. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. For all the things that could have happened. Hallelujah, because it could be worse than it is right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. We don't think that it could have been worse. Hallelujah, praise God. So how are you going to make it better when you don't even recognize that it could have been worse? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he says, so forth his salvation from day to day. Hallelujah, amen. The same attitude you woke up with yesterday towards God, God said you need to wake up with that attitude every day. Glory to God, hallelujah. From day to day, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, amen. Well, I'm having a bad day today. There you go, singing that same old song. Hallelujah, on the salt of the earth, we talk about hallelujah, speaking the day into existence. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you saying you having a bad day, well, you're going to have one, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why you got to show forth his salvation from day to day. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah. If he got me out of the situation yesterday, he'll get me out of the situation today, and he'll get me out of it tomorrow.
Yes.
Because his mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we, hallelujah, amen, get ready to go forth with our service today, amen, I want you to take, amen, Psalms 96, verse 1 and 2 with you today. Hallelujah, amen. And begin to sing unto the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. Begin to change what you're saying to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You are going to get out of that situation. Hallelujah. Your health is going to get better. Hallelujah. You are going to quit that addiction. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Things are changing within you, even though you can't see it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And other people can't see it either. But God knows what he's doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to start appreciating God from day to day. Hallelujah. You know what that means? That means every day. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to close up this part of the service, but that means every day. Hallelujah. Not just
Absolutely.
Sunday.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Not just
Thank
your
you,
Sabbath
Father.
Day. Not just the Jews on Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Muslims on Friday and the Jews on Saturday and the Christians on Sunday. Glory to God. What about the rest of the week?
Come on.
Hallelujah. We got to start giving God praise for his salvation from day to day. Because you could have been in a worse situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got to learn to thank God. We got to learn to give him some praise. We got to learn to sing and put in our heart a new song. How did Jesus say it? He said, let the broke say I'm rich. Hallelujah. Let the sick say I am healed. Hallelujah, praise God. What is Jesus saying? You got to start singing a new song. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God on today. Amen. Like I said, may the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Praise God. We are getting to that time, amen, in the program. Well, it is time for the man of God, hallelujah, to come forth, amen, with a message, hallelujah, from the Lord. Hallelujah. And before I introduce him, amen, let me give you a little taste of what you are about to hear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless God. We have a couple of technical difficulties here. Praise God. Amen. But we bless God anyway. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and introduce, amen, the man of God at this time. Amen. And he is going to come forth, amen, and bring forth a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Amen. I am talking about, hallelujah, none other, amen, than my brother in Christ, hallelujah, all the way from the West Coast. Hallelujah. The West Coast is in the house. Hallelujah. I know he happy. Yeah. His team finally won the Super Bowl. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about none other than the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. My brother in Christ, none other, hallelujah, than the apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you today in a mighty way. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, everybody. Amen. Come on and praise God, everybody. Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. And
mercy
endures forever. Amen. Amen. We are blessed, child of God. Come on and give God your best praise. Amen. On this awesome Sabbath day that the Lord has allowed us to see. Amen. Glory to God. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We praise God for another Sabbath day. Amen. Amen. I want to give God all the glory and praise today. Amen. And every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for my dear, dear brother. Amen. I feel like Frank Beverly and Maze. Amen. I'm so happy to see you and me back in stride again. Hallelujah.
Call recording is on.
Amen. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on and give God a praise. I say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on and give God
Hallelujah.
A praise. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad. Oh, I feel a praise in the atmosphere. Come on, come on. I feel a praise, Lord God. I don't care how it's looking. I don't care what the report is. Amen. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We are happy, amen, to be back online and broadcast again. Amen. I want to give love, peace, and blessings out to everyone that is listening. Amen. Glory to God. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, glory to God. Amen. Things may be changing, but God has not changed. Come on here, somebody. I said things may be changing, but our God has not changed. Come on here, somebody. He says, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's still the same. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I got some good news from Daddy. Amen. I got some good news from heaven. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God today. Amen. We praise the Lord on today. Come with me right quickly. In your Bible. Amen. A very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. But before we get started, amen, let's have a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for this Sabbath day. Lord, we thank you for every ear that is listening, amen, for every mind and heart that is open to your word today, Father. Thank you that we have come to hear your voice, Father. You said, Father, in your word, you said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. And we thank you, Lord, that the only way we can live in this hour is that you speak, God. If you don't speak, we won't be able to live, God. So we need your word, God, in order to live. So we thank you, oh God, and we give you the praise and the glory and the honor right now, Father. Amen. We bind the hands of the enemy, Lord. We rebuke every devil and demon. We reverse every curse. And we command things to straighten up and line up with your word, oh God. Hallelujah. So we thank you right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Amen. I'm not going to be long. Amen. But we're going to be strong. Amen. And hear what the Lord got to say to us this morning, this Sabbath day. Amen. Come with me to your Bibles right quickly to Matthew chapter 6. Very familiar passage of Scripture, but we're going to look at it from another angle this morning. You know, how many of you are familiar with the Lord's Prayer?
Amen.
I'm sure everybody is. Amen. But we always started of it as the Lord's Prayer. But have you ever looked at it as the Lord's agreement? Because really, this prayer is the prayer of agreement. That's why he starts off the way he do with our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Notice, he starts out in what? Agreement. He don't add nothing to the prayer. He just agrees. What has already been said? Come on here, somebody. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Oh, we got some good stuff today, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say agreement.
Agreement.
Agreement is the key, y'all. Hallelujah. To walking in victory. To walk in power, to walk it into what God has already predestined for your life. Come on here, somebody. The devil's job is to try to get us to get what? Out of agreement. But you let the devil know, oh, yeah, devil, you a liar. I'm in agreement with God. I'm not in agreement with you and your mess. Amen. Take it on back to hell to where it belongs because I'm in agreement with what my daddy has said about me. Somebody give God a shout right now. Glory to God. If you would agree with me, give God a shout right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. And the word of the Lord says, and this is the words of Yahshua. These are the words of Yahshua. He says, your kingdom come. Come on here, somebody. Lord, let your kingdom come. Why? Because the kingdom is in agreement with what God has already said. Come on. And see, the kingdom has already came. If you got the power and the spirit of the Holy Ghost, you got the kingdom of God inside you already. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. 2022 is the year of agreement. 2022 is the year of agreement. That word, the number two means agreement. You can't agree if you don't have two.
Amen.
It takes two to agree. Come on here, somebody. Or you catch it. And see, Yahshua is into numbers. You understand? Yahshua is a numeratic God. I don't know if you can hear what I'm saying this morning. He's a numeratic God. Come on here, somebody. So when you see two, that means agreement is going on. Hallelujah. So 2022
Amen.
Is when everything will be agreeing with each other. Come on here, somebody. So in verse 10, he said, your kingdom come. Your will be done. The will has to do with the desire. See, that word will means what you long for, what you desire, what you want. Come on here, somebody. And we are dependent on God to do it, but God said, it got to line up with my will. Come on here, somebody. And you got to know my will before you come to me. I wish somebody stay with me right quick because we're moving kind of fast. You got to understand something. If you're going to talk to God, you got to talk to God on his level. You got to understand the will before you try to say, God, I want you to do this, that, and the other. God said, okay, but do you know my will concerning that? Come on here, somebody. Do you know my desire? Do you know my longing? Do you know what I wish for you? The Bible says, beloved, amen, over in John, in the third that I believe, he says, my beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even yeah. as your soul prospers. So God is saying that my will for you is to prosper and be in health. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I want you to know that it's
Amen.
The will, the sovereign will of God for you to prosper. If you ain't prospering, that means that we out of the will of God. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is saying, amen, know this, that it's my will for you to come into wealth. It's my will for you to have the best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to stop settling. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Take your name and say, don't settle for less than God's best. God wants the best for you. Are you hearing me this morning, child of God? God wants you to have the best. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God said, I don't want you to have no second hand. God said, you can have first hand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, your will be done. In other words, Lord, whatever you desire, whatever you want, whatever you long for, Lord, let it be done. Come on here, somebody. And you know what the word of the Lord says in Isaiah? He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. My ways are not your ways. Come on here, somebody. We need to get out of our ways and out of our thoughts and begin to get on God's level of thinking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And just realize and understand that our way is not God's way. Come on here, somebody. We can say, well, Lord, I want you to do it this way. God said, no, that ain't the way I got planned for you. You need to lock in to my way of what I have planned for you. Come on here, somebody. But we may think that looking bad, God said, that's working for your good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell somebody, it's working for my good.
Working for my good.
It's working for me. It can't work against me because God is for me. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody to say, God is for me. God is for me.
God,
you got to notice it now, beloved. God is on your side. And the Bible says that if God be for us, who?
Who?
can be against us. Come on, hit somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God does not make your enemies your footstool. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't worry about who against you. God says, my will override whatever the devil trying to do in this hour. My will. Come on, here, somebody. Somebody need to pray God for his will right now. Glory to God. Let your will be done.
Hallelujah.
This is Yahshua's prayer. Come on, here, somebody. He wasn't adding nothing to the prayer. He just came in agreement with the Father. He said, I'm in agreement, Father, for whatever you do. Glory to God. I'm in agreement with you for your will to be done. Beloved, let me tell you something. 2022 is a year of agreement. Don't come out of agreement with God. Whatever God has said, stay in agreement. Glory to God. Amen. Say, Lord, let your will be done. Not my will. Your will be done, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, not my way, but your way. Come on here, somebody. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. Come on here. So I need, hallelujah, for you to give me a makeover. I need you to line me up, God. So when I speak to you, Lord, when I walk with you, Lord, hallelujah, I won't get in the way of you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, let my thoughts, hallelujah, be what you say to, Lord. Hallelujah. So I don't be confused. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That's why the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. Glory to God. How many of you know that when you start trying to figure it out and think it out, glory to God, our thoughts get in the way of God. Come on here, somebody. And then we are stuck, and God is still moving. We are stuck because we try to do it our way. And God said, get out the way. I don't need you, glory to God, to be in the way. What I need you to know, glory to God, is that I got a way to guide you into victory. What you need to know, hallelujah, is I already got the way made for you. Come on here, somebody. I'll tell somebody, say, he already got a way made for me. Come on here, somebody. God already got a way made for you. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. The problem with us is we trying to make the way. God said, no, you have to do that. Well, I got the way made for you already. You just got to walk in it. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know, child of God, that you got to stay in your prayer closet? You got to stay in your prayer closet. Yes. If you don't stay in your prayer closet, you're not going to be able to see a way. Come on here, somebody. You stay in your prayer closet, you're not going to be able to see an agreement with the Almighty God. Come on here, somebody. That's why, yes, you are always staying in prayer. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. So when he got ready to pray, we got into what? The prayer of agreement. This is the prayer of agreement. That's why everybody can't pray the Our Father prayer. Why? Because it's the prayer of agreement. Yeah, somebody, Lord, give God a praise. I feel my Holy Ghost from God right now. Somebody hallelujah on the earth right now. Hallelujah. And you don't know what to do. And you say, Lord, I'm trying to figure it out, Lord. I'm trying to work it out. God said, no, amen. Give it to me, glory to God. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it out. Give it to me. The Bible says, beloved, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares what? For you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, please.
People don't care for you. Amen. This world don't care for you, but God care for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't going to find no peace nowhere else until you lift up your hand and say, Lord, look, I done tried everything I can, Lord. I done did everything I can, Lord. I'm tired, Lord. I'm frustrated, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know which way to turn, Lord. I'm just in this place, Lord. But God is saying, don't worry. If you lift up your hand, I will come and get you. Somebody right now, glory to God. God right now is wrapping his arms around you right now, glory to God, hallelujah, because the enemy is trying to make you have a nervous breakdown, but before you have a nervous breakdown, you can have a break up. Come on here, somebody. God, I love you, and I got you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Said, I love you, and I got what you're looking for. Come on here, somebody. I got what you need, hallelujah. Yahshua said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on here, somebody. It's time for heaven to come to earth.
Yes.
And heaven has already came. See, 2022 was the year that heaven now is making a visitation to earth, and heaven is looking for those who are in agreement with it. Oh, y'all better hear what the Lord is saying. Heaven is here spiritually. Something took place in the new year that a lot of people miss. See, if you didn't get into the spirit of agreement, you missed the new year. Because the new year was about heaven coming to earth, looking for those who are in agreement with it. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because remember, two means agreement. And when Yahshua sent them out, how did he send them out? Two by two.
Two by two.
He said, I sent one to preach and the other one to bear witness to what has already been preached. Glory to God. This is not the hour to be alone, beloved. This is the hour to hook up with those who are hooked up to God. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Ain't no sickness in heaven. Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on here, somebody. Ain't anybody sick in heaven? Yahshua said, who has believed our report? Come on here, somebody. That word report means testimony. Yahshua said, who has believed our testimony? Notice, Yahshua said ours. Our means three or more. When you see our means three or more. So there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are what? One. Come on here, somebody. That with that agreement, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost are all in agreement with our destiny.
Yes.
Come on here. Don't you know that Ecclesiastes says that a three-chord string is not easily broken? Come on here, somebody. God is saying, when are you going to get in agreement with what I'm saying about you? Get the devil out your ear. Woo! Test this, y'all. How you get the devil out of your ear is you begin to speak what God is saying about you. And watch the devil flee. Come on here, somebody. Because he don't want to hear what God is saying about you. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, let the poor say I am rich. Let the weak say I am what? Strong. Hallelujah. Let the sick say, I am healed. Come on here, somebody. Don't you believe any other report than what God has said about you. If you weak, you better tell yourself you strong. If you poor, you better tell yourself I'm rich. Glory to God. I'm rich because my daddy say I'm rich. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
If you sick, you better say I'm healed. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because by his stripes you are healed. And the word of God cannot lie. How many know that your father is not a liar? Come on here, somebody. God cannot lie. That's why he said, my word will not return to me void. It can't come out of God's mouth and not do what it says. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you another secret, child of God. It can't come out of your mouth and not do what it says. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil don't want you to say it. But somebody needs to say it. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Somebody, right now, you just a mouth away, glory to God, from seeing God's hand move. I dare you right now to begin to speak God's word over so-called Yadabah Sunday. Hallelujah. Concerning you. If you bound, I speak your deliverance right now. Right now, be free. Hallelujah. The Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. I release your deliverance right now by the word of the living God, by the word of my mouth. I release your deliverance. Be delivered and set free by the power of the Almighty God. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You got to connect with heaven. You got to stop talking to earth and talk to heaven. This is the hour, beloved, that you need to talk to heaven, glory to God. If you got any kind of issue, any kind of problem, you don't need to talk to earth. You need to talk to heaven. That's who Yahshua talked to. He talked to heaven. Come on here, somebody. That's why his prayers got answered, because he talked to heaven. And heaven is here with us right now. And beloved, whatever you're going through, as long as you know God's will for your life. I believe Jeremiah 29:11, Yahshua says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. I know the plans. Amen. No more quote about Sando. See, can't nobody change God's mind about you. Okay, how many witches is trying to work witchcraft? They can't work enough witchcraft to overturn God's word. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
You in line with God's word. Don't you worry about nail witch. Don't you worry about nail warlock. Don't you worry about nobody working their gooby dust. Amen. You get all kind of dust. It ain't going to work. Why? Because God's word cannot be overturned. What did he tell Balaam? God tell Balaam. Balaam says, he have received word to bless, and it cannot what? Be reversed. That's what he told the king of Moab. He said, God has blessed, and it cannot be reversed. Guess what, neighbor? It can't be reversed. Child of God, it can't be reversed. Oh, somebody needs to shout right there. It can't be reversed.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I don't care how you feel about me. It can't be reversed. I don't care how you have jealousy in your heart to me. It can't be reversed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now.
You might not like it, but you better learn to love it, because it cannot be reversed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
You don't want me, you don't want me to come through the door, but God will open the door wide, and just because you don't want me to come through, it cannot be reversed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David said it like this. He said, thou shalt pass a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Come on here, somebody. How many know God will bless you right in front of your haters? Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Who's that rapper? He said, hello, hater. Amen. I see you. Amen. David said, you prepare a table before me in the presence, in the face of. Amen. People that don't want you to have it. God will allow them to see you get blessed. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Just to show his power, just to show his authority, just to show how sovereign God is. Ain't he an awesome God?
Yes,
now,
he is.
I ain't got to hide nothing. I ain't got to hide a thing. Hallelujah. I'll bless you right in front of folk talking about you. Come on here, somebody. And I'll turn around and make them bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same ones hollering against you. Glory to God. God will make them come and lay something at your feet. God will make them come, hallelujah, and show kindness towards you. They be like scratching their hands, come, oh, you know why I'm doing this? Yeah, no, you don't know why, but we know why. Glory to God. God said, because I make your enemies what? Your footstool. Come on here, somebody. But child of God, in this hour, stay in agreement with what God has already spoken over your life. God. Word has the final authority under the Bukurabasandu over your life. Oh, glory to God. I feel God shifting some things for somebody right now. I feel a shift. Amen. Somebody needed to hear this word this morning. Amen. Because you need to know that if you stay in agreement, you get ready to walk into the greatest blessing you've ever seen in your life.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, child of God. This is the season that God is going to turn the wealth of the wicked over into the hands of the righteous.
Of the righteous. Come on, preacher.
Let me tell you something. I feel the anointing of God all over me. You will have to look for money. Money will start coming to you. Amen. Because God says when the anointing of God is on us and he positions us, God says, you ain't got to look for it. He's going to start looking for you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
he said, I will command the blessing to come upon you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Folks
yes,
trying to look to get blessed, and blessing is overtaking you. Look, God, and they trying to figure out what you got. No, it ain't about what I got. I'm just walking in obedience to what God is saying.
Yes.
I'm in agreement. How about CT?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I know the will of God for my life. It's important. You got to know the will. In order to stay in the will, you got to know the will. Come on, here, somebody. The devil only fights those that don't know the will. Come on, here, somebody. And you have the perfect will, and then you have the permissive will. The perfect will is the word of God for your life, and the permissive will is what God will allow.
Mm-hmm.
See, that permissive will puts you in a place that God is not obligated to provide for you. Why? Because you doing it your way. Come on here, somebody. You remember what the Lord said earlier? His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Come on here, somebody. Why? Why? Because we're in this flesh. Come on here, somebody. And we got to be careful that we don't allow the mind, glory to God, to get in the way of God. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because this mind will mess up what God is trying to do, because the mind is carnal. But God, who is spiritual, he said you got to put your mind in another place. Come on here, somebody. You got to renew your mind. You got to tell your mind that, mind, you got to have the mind of Yahshua. Lord, put your mind in me. Lord, let your mind be in me. Come on here, somebody, so I can be in you. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because how many know that your mind is not designed automatically? Because the mind will connect to the world. Come on here, somebody. But we got to disconnect this mind, glory to God, and allow God to give us a mind of him. Have the mind of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why in Philippians 2:5, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So we got to let this mind, amen, be given to him, and then allow God to give us his mind so we can think like him. Come on here, somebody. For this is the hour, child of God, that you got to walk in agreement with the word. And he said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Come on here, somebody. But that only happens
yeah.
in the will. The child of God, stay in the will of God. That word will, one more time, that word will means desire. It means to long for. It means to want. So we got to know what God desired for us, what he longed for us, what he want for us. God, what he longed for us. God has a will for us. And that will is to prosper us. I want to check out one more thing before we close out. Amen, glory. I want this to ring in your spirit. I know it's a very familiar passage of scripture. Let's see if I can run to it right quick. That scripture in Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Lord says that he know the thoughts that he think toward us.
Come on, preacher. I knew that.
Where is that at in Jeremiah? Hallelujah, glory. God! He knew the thoughts. Can't nobody come and tell God what to think about you. Stop being afraid. No, God, no, no. God already know how he feels about me. Well, I'm going to go there right quick. Where is that scripture at? In Jeremiah, what God said, I know the
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
Come on, I was just in 29. I'm at 29 right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read that for me, man of God.
For I know the thoughts that I have, that I think.
Oh, stop, man of God. Stop right there, man of God. God says, I know the thoughts. I know how I feel about you. Don't worry about how anybody else feel about you. I know the thoughts about the world about being so cold about that. I know what I feel about you. Somebody need to get happy right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that people don't feel the same way that God feels about you? Come on here, somebody. For I know the plans. Come on here. Keep reading, preacher.
I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace.
Mm.
And not of evil. Somebody. And not of
watch
evil.
On.
And give you an expected end.
Woo! What are you expecting, child of God? Hey, God is saying, I'm going to give you what you expected. It should be something that you expected, you're looking for. See, expectation, amen, is the breeding ground for miracles. When you're expecting something, it's different. Hallelujah. That means you're looking for it to come. So when you're expecting, you know it's on the way. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you thoughts of peace, glory to God. Don't let nobody take your peace, child of God. Don't let no devil in hell disturb your peace. Why? Because you're expecting something. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Huh? You're expecting something. And you got to stay in peace, hallelujah. Why? Because it's in that peace that you're going to hear the voice of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't this awesome?
Yeah.
When a woman is pregnant, she's expecting. Why? Because there's a baby in there. There's something that she's looking for to come out. Hallelujah. God done put something inside your spiritual womb, and God is saying you expect it.
Uh-huh.
And see, when you expect it, you can't let nothing mess with what's inside of you. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because, amen, it is disturbed. Amen. See what's about to come out. And God is saying you got to guard that. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, I'm expecting something.
Yes.
I'm expecting something big. I'm expecting something. I'm in expectation. God just spoke something over my life, and I can't allow nothing or nobody to mess with it. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I feel the power of God, beloved. Stay in agreement. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I'm in agreement with whatever God has spoken over your life. I'll come into full agreement with it. But no devil in hell will be able, glory to God, to stop what God has purposed in your life. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Tell somebody, say, I'm moving. I'm moving with a purpose. I'm moving with a purpose. I'm not just moving, but I'm moving with a purpose. Come on here, somebody. How many know when you move with purpose, accidents don't happen? Come on here, somebody. Accidents happen when you're not moving with purpose. Come on here. You got to have a purpose when you move. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Don't just move, but move with a purpose. And I'm in agreement with God's purpose for your life. If you receive that and believe that this morning, come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm in agreement that we'll so-called that on my Sunday. I'm just telling the Lord this morning, I'm in agreement with you, Lord. I'm in agreement. It was so cool, y'all, about something.
Hallelujah. I'm in agreement.
Hey!
Oh, I felt something. Hallelujah. See?
Hey! Glory to God. Were you in agreement?
Guess what? The devil can't stop nothing. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because that is so powerful.
Why do you think that the Bible says a divided house can't stand?
Yes.
And the enemy know this. He know that if he can divide a house, that the house can't stand. But if the house is in agreement, he can't touch it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He can't touch a house that's in agreement. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Why do you think the White House is in such turmoil right now? Why? Because there's division in the house. Come on here, somebody. Everybody not in agreement. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
But God says, while I'm bringing confusion to one house, I'm bringing full agreement to another house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, stay in agreement, neighbor. Stay in agreement. Hallelujah.
Stay in agreement.
Stay in agreement.
That's why we gotta. That's why we gotta stay in agreement with each other, child of God. We gotta stay in agreement. Amen. Anybody that's not in agreement with you in this hour, disconnect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be like the phone. The phone gotta disconnect. It got a hang-up button. It got a hang-up. And see, sometimes you got to hang up from folks that are not in agreement. You got to put your disconnect button. Come on, hear something. Because I ain't trying to hear all that with you talking. Glory to God, because I'm in agreement with my God. And I can't let nobody mess it up. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost of God. God said, stay in agreement. Glory to God. You.
Yes, Lord.
The only somebody that's not in agreement is those who are not walking with God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Awesome.
Yes. Those of us who are walking with God, we got peace. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If you heard what Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord said, I know the thoughts. I know the plans. Thoughts of peace. Hallelujah. He even said in John, he said, my peace I give unto you, none as the world giveth. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
How many know that the world got a false peace? Come on here, somebody. But see, the real peace is in him. Come on here, somebody. The real peace is in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I want to tell somebody this morning, you can have real peace. Amen. Stay in your prayer closet. Amen. Stay in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. There's peace out by Sunday.
Yes.
That's a path that's all understanding. There's peace, amen, that will pass, that will surpass everything you feel it. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a shout. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise the name of the Lord this morning. Is anybody excited?
Yes, sir.
God is
Amen.
Awesome. God is awesome. Amen. We're getting ready to wrap it up this morning. Amen. But I just want to tell you to stay in agreement. That the Lord's prayer, I pray that it would never be the same to you again, because that prayer is a prayer of agreement. Yahshua showed me. He said, I just walked in agreement with the Father. Come on here, somebody. He didn't add nothing to the prayer. He just agreed what was already spoken. Come on here, somebody. Give us this day our daily bread. That means that the bread was already there. He just said, give us, Lord, the bread that you have already prepared for us in this day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know God got bread already prepared for us?
Yeah.
We need to stop asking God to give us the bread and thank God for the bread he already got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And right, he just stopped worrying about tomorrow because he's already got tomorrow in his hands. Come on here, somebody. Yes.
We need to thank God for today's blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God another hand of praise. Somebody give God a shout.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The prayer of agreement. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Somebody need to thank God for heaven.
Yes, Lord.
I know we're going to heaven, but heaven says I'm visiting you in this hour. Somebody said visitation.
Yes.
Heaven has come to earth, beloved. And only those who are not in prayer is not going to see it. So God is already visiting the earth by his spirit, by his power, looking for those of us who are in full agreement with his will. Come on here, somebody. So we thank God this morning for his will being done. Give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm turning back over to the hands of my dear friend and elder. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. On to power. Hallelujah. Of agreement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to agree with God. Something you said, Apostle, and when you said it, the Lord downloaded something in me when you said it. You said when a woman is pregnant, she's expecting something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And you were talking about peace. See, the pregnant woman is at peace. Hallelujah, because she's not only expecting something. Hallelujah. She know the pain that she's feeling at the time is just part of the process. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. See, no, the pain ain't permanent. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
This pain is building something inside of me. Hallelujah. Amen. And it, even at the height of the pain, she ain't worried about, she may be in pain, but she not worried about the pain because she know at some point this pain is going to come to an end. Like the scriptures say, this too shall pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey!
And we need to come into agreement that this too shall pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
The pain is temporary. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. We thank God for that word on today, the power of agreement on earth. Hallelujah. As it is, hallelujah, in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on,
Elder. It is in heaven. God control everything in heaven. So the world you live in, hallelujah. That's why he say we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So the world that you live in,
come on,
hallelujah. God got to be in control of everything around you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't worry about everybody else. See, when we talk about Adam and Eve, sometimes we try to make it about man and woman, but we don't realize Eve was everybody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Adam was the man of God after God's own heart, and she was everybody else. Wasn't nobody else but her.
Mm.
So she was everybody else. And when everybody else tend to do something, we tend to do it too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the world gets to doing something, here come the church. We got to do it too. Some of y'all got Easter eggs, died. Some of y'all dying them right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, Elder.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes,
and
Lord.
It's not in agreement with God because a bunny don't have no eggs, first of all. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's supposed to be about the resurrection, so we not in agreement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Yes. We have to come into agreement with what God is saying on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The things that's going on down here, would God allow this kind of stuff up in heaven? No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's almost like, you know, when your mama was gone, she snuck out the house and she was gone for a little bit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you was going to do something. You have to think to yourself, would I do this if mama was home? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can I do what I'm doing down here, up there? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The power of agreement. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. We got to agree with what the Lord is telling us. Hallelujah. He came to give us knowledge. Amen. And we shall prosper even as we our health prosper. Our mind prosper. Hallelujah. He want our health to prosper, our mind to prosper, our spirituality to prosper. And yes, he do. He want our prosper to prosper too. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on.
If you don't agree with it, it ain't going to come to pass. Glory to God. If you steady hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Well, if God wanted all of us to be rich, we'd all be rich. That's the problem. Hallelujah. Praise God. If he do want that, we not agreeing with it. Glory to God.
Come on. Come on, Elder.
Hallelujah.
Thank
so it's not going to come to pass because there's no agreement on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I feel like David wasn't the only one. Hallelujah. Solomon wasn't the only one. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, Joseph that gave Jesus the tomb when he died, he wasn't the only one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The rich young ruler, he wasn't the only one. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
T.D. Jakes ain't the only one.
Yes.
Creflo ain't the only one.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
No, he ain't.
Amen.
Amen.
You,
amen. Hallelujah.
You got to learn to put yourself in the circle. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
Praise God. God ain't just blessing them. Hallelujah. He want to bless you, too. The issue was they came into agreement. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on,
agreement. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is another thing. We always say we got to suffer. Yeah, the Bible do say that. Well, I got to suffer. The Bible say we have to suffer. But that ain't the rest of the verse. God put a time on that.
Come on. Come on. Come on,
Elder. A little while. Some of us been suffering too long.
Come on.
Some of us been suffering. Hallelujah. Praise God. We still stuck at the cross. Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on.
Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us been suffering too long. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to agree with what the word says. He said, I came into a and have it more.
And more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The power of agreement. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Let us do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the word. Hallelujah. That you put in his heart to pour out onto your people on today. We ask, Lord, that you continue. Hallelujah. Amen. To replenish him. Hallelujah. With your word. Hallelujah. Keep renewing him, Lord. Keep strengthening him, Lord. Hallelujah. Both mind, body, and soul. And, Lord, we thank you once again, hallelujah, for your revelation knowledge on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God today. Amen. For the man of God bringing forth, hallelujah, the word of God on today. Amen. We want to take time to open up the line. Maybe you have a testimony. Maybe you have a comment for the man of God. Maybe words of encouragement. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The line is open at this time. So if there be one, hallelujah, this would be the time. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Andre.
Amen.
Can you hear me? This is Sister Jackie. Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Amen.
It feels good today to hear y'all voices again on this prayer line.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
God sure answers prayers. That's what I love about the Lord, because if you got a prayer life, God can do anything but fail you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bishop, bless you. Bless you, Bishop. Bless you and your family. Bless you, Brother Andre, for being obedient to the Lord, the word of God. God has been good to me.
Yes, Lord.
God has truly been good to me. And I thank God for keeping
thank you.
Me. And I thank God. I mean, God. You know, we go through suffering, like you said, but it's only for a period. It ain't for to suffer all the time. Hey, shout out, oh, idiot.
Amen.
But if you suffer with me, you will reign with me. So if you suffer for the Lord, you will reign with God. Hey, shout out, oh, shitty, y'all.
Yeah.
If you suffer because your fleshy deeds are something you're doing that make you suffer, then you're going to keep on suffering. But God only lets you suffer for a period of time. That's it. Shout out, oh, shitty, y'all.
Thank
you. God, above all that we prosper all our soul, prosper and be in health. And I just thank God for his word.
Sir.
I thank God for this. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And he said, use my word. That's what he's been telling me. Use my word. Use my word for this situation. Use my word for that situation. And I just thank God on today, Bishop. I thank God for Brother Andre, for you. And I ask God to keep on blessing y'all, keep on doing the work of the Lord, Bishop, no matter what stand. No matter what, don't let nothing get in the way, because God got something great for you, and he got great something for you to do for his people.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Said, how can you go? Let I send you. God have to send you. I'm a minister. I'm an evangelist. I'm a prophet. If he didn't send you, better sit down somewhere. And you were sent by God. And be blessed,
yes,
man
Lord.
Of God. I love you. And be blessed. Be blessed, Brother Andre. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We thank God.
Amen.
We praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. On today, we thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. The power of agreement. Amen. Those of you, if you tuned in to the podcast late, amen, and you didn't hear the entire word of God, hallelujah, we will send out the link where you can go back, amen, and listen to the message in its entirety. And we encourage you, share it with somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We need to come to agreement that we're going to share this word, hallelujah, so someone else can come into agreement with the word of God. On so many levels. Praise God, because it's a sinner out there that think God don't want them. Hallelujah, they done too much wrong. Hallelujah, but the word of God says, I come for the sinner. Hallelujah, amen. Mm-hmm. A call of repentance, praise God. If you out there and you sinning right now, God is looking for you. Hallelujah,
that's
praise
that's
God. What you need to understand is everybody, amen, that say they saved. Praise God, hallelujah. I got to say it like this. Everybody that say they saved, praise God, is a sinner saved by grace. Glory to God, hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it had not been for the grace of God, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
I don't care if you think you a light sinner. You know, some of us, amen, we think we light sinners. I ain't going to lie, I'm one of them. I think I'm a light sinner. I sin a little bit, you know. Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't sin as much as he's sinning over there, praise God. But you know what, me and him both going to heaven on the same train. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the hallelujah, amen. So we thank God for the word on today. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. If you want information about the ministry, amen. Hallelujah. You can hit us up. The information is right there on your screen if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. If you got the number, hallelujah, amen, and you called in, that means you know one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you need some information, amen, you can get in touch with one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God once again for the man of God coming forth, bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're gonna try to do this every week. Praise God. Amen. We're going to try to come to y'all every Sabbath day, hallelujah, with a word, hallelujah, from the Lord in the morning, hallelujah, so you can start your day out right. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, they got daylight saving time permanent now. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So I don't want no excuses. I couldn't get on the line because I had to go to the mall because, you know, it get dark. I don't want to hear that. Praise God. Hallelujah. You get up, you get the word. Hallelujah, amen. It don't get dark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not till 9 o'clock. Praise God. Amen. So you can get up and get some word. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what you need. The Bible says man shall not live, hallelujah, by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God on today for the word. Amen. If you're looking it up online, praise God. Amen. That's on Blog Talk Radio. The title of this one, amen, is The Power of Agreement. I believe the man of God said 2022 is the year of agreement. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And like the man of God say, the enemy don't want you to agree right now.
Nope.
Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming to divide and conquer, to steal, kill,
yes,
hallelujah, and destroy,
and
to bring disruption. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the
amen.
Devil is a liar. That's why the word says we got to deal with the praise
amen.
God. I know it's
amen.
Praise God. When you go into the bathroom amen. And you see ain't no toilet paper on the roll and you get hotter than fish grease, you need to know that's the devil trying to get to you. And he didn't use the empty roll of toilet paper. Glory to God to set you off. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you realize that, then you go, oh, that ain't nothing but the devil. You a liar. Hallelujah. You ain't going to make me look stupid today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God, amen, for the man of God bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back. This is out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministry. Amen. I believe God gave that to the man of God a couple months ago. Hallelujah. Amen. And here it is. Praise God. So we expect to see y'all on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, and check our listings, amen, for other programs that's on the network. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and hand it back over to the man of God at this time, and I'm going to go ahead and let him pray us out, hallelujah, with the benediction and the closing prayer. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Bless you, my brother. Bless you, Elder. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, amen. The Lord is putting it on your heart to sow a seed. Amen. Also, be obedient. Amen. To the Lord. Amen. This is the hour. Amen. That God is pouring out financial blessings. Amen. And the key, amen, to stepping out of the old and into the new is to give your way out. Amen. Hallelujah. And whatever seed that you sow, make sure that there's a two at the end of it. Because that two represent agreement. It means I agree with you, Lord. No matter what the seed is, make sure there's a two at the end of it. This is what the Holy Ghost put in my spirit. He said, tell the people to make sure that they put a two with it because it says, I agree with you, Lord. Hallelujah. For my finances. And we blessing God on today. I pray somebody was encouraged. I pray that somebody today, amen, was energized through the word of God. Amen. I pray that the Lord spoke a word, amen, that made you realize that you are the best that God wants you to be. Don't settle for less. After the day, don't settle for less.
Say, God, I want your best. And I want your best because you want it from me. Come on here, somebody. The Lord said that he first loved us. Come on here, somebody. It wasn't us loving him. He first loved us. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
While we were yet sinners, he died for us. He loved us. Come on. He loves you right now. Don't let nobody tell you that God don't love you. God loves you. I don't care how you've been mistreated. I don't care how you've been abused. God loves you. And God is saying, I can come in, I can heal you.
Thank you, Lord.
God want to heal somebody today. I pray that God heal every broken heart. Lord, heal those that think that there's no way. Lord, heal those, Lord. That they just feel like nobody wants them, that nobody see where they are. Lord, thank you, God, that your word says that you are very present help in the time of trouble.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, send your hand of mercy. Your hand of mercy, God, to those who are in need right now. And, Lord, to those who need encouragement, thank you for stirring them, God, through your spoken word, through your rhema word. Thank you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
That you are resurrecting them in this hour. And give them the mind, God, to want to turn back to you completely. We give you the praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my brother. Thank you for my elder, Andre, Lord. Thank you for my dear brother, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for Pastor Page, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him and his wife and his family, Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Bless the fellowship, Lord. Bless all of my members, Lord. Bless everybody that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
For this is the day that you have made, and we shall, my son, Lord, rejoice. We shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. We give you the praise right now, and we bless your holy name. Thank you that the devil's plans are canceled. Thank you that we bind the hands of the enemy. We rebuke every witch and warlock, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every demon, hallelujah. Being bound even right now. We thank you, Lord, for power over scorpions, hallelujah, and over all the power of the enemy right now. And thank you for your word we're in agreement with, Lord. You said in the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. And we give you the glory, and we give you the praise right now. Thank you for the blood, O Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood right now. We give you praise and glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder right now. Amen.
Amen, amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today, amen. Praise God. If you're out there, amen, listening on Blog Talk, we invite you to find us on Facebook, praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God. Elder Andre Prevost, amen. Send us a friend request. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for y'all on today. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and dismiss. We'll see y'all next week. And we want to remind everybody, don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers just to see what God can magnify in your life on tomorrow. Everybody, y'all have a blessed day. Y'all go with God. We're going to see y'all next week on Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Praise God. Amen. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down. Put him on a track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision at the vision. And I'm gonna get him. And I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is flush. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Kelly in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings waning in my life, boy. All I do is win. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, he'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What?
Who can save anybody, save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody, save anybody.
If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the real. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my side at all times and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my side at all times and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave them, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody